Federal investigators are casting a wider net as they look into the trading of shares in the biotech company ImClone. Earlier this month, Samuel Wachsel, the former chief executive of ImClone, was charged with insider trading. Now, investigators are taking a harder look at some of Wachsel's friends and family who sold their shares just before ImClone's stock plummeted. One of those friends is Martha Stewart, and the adverse publicity is now affecting her company, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
For years, Martha Stewart has exuded an aura of icy perfection and control, as competent welding strips of metal as pulling a perfect souffle out of the oven. Her ability to do it all helped build a Martha Stewart empire, including her own company and a regular spot on CBS's morning show.
You can see how beautiful that stripe is, see?
I'm surprised at how clean that comes out.
Well, that's because the straight edge of the tape.
But over the past few weeks, cracks have developed in the Stewart fortress.
There's been a lot of news this week about Martha Stewart in regard to her sale last December of stock in a company called ImClone.
Stewart is coming under increased scrutiny for selling nearly 4,000 shares of ImClone stock just one day before the company's application for an experimental cancer treatment was rejected by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA's decision caused ImClone's shares to plummet. Since then, federal investigators have started looking into suspicious trading of the biotech stock. Stewart says she's done nothing illegal and that her stock was sold because of an order to sell if it dipped below $60. Stewart says she had previously arranged the so-called stop-loss order with Peter Bogdanovich, her broker at Merrill Lynch. David Reuter, a law professor at Northwestern University, says there's nothing illegal about that.
There is a Securities and Exchange Commission rule which allows people to plan in advance to sell their shares under particular circumstances. You would normally give your stop-loss instruction to your broker, who would probably keep it in his or her records.
But the problem is, there's no record that Stewart and Bogdanovich made the agreement. And according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, Douglas Faniel, an employee with Merrill Lynch who handled the sale of ImClone stock for Stewart, says he didn't know of any stop-loss agreement when he placed the order to sell. Like many other firms, Merrill doesn't insist that stop-loss orders be logged into their computers. Donald Langbort, a professor of securities law at Georgetown University, says the system is fraught with problems.
Brokers can get sick, go on holidays, forget. There can be all sorts of reasons why you want a clear understanding with the brokerage firm to make sure that there's no misunderstanding.
Merrill Lynch has suspended both Bogdanovich and Faniel with pay after an internal investigation turned up what it called factual issues regarding a client transaction. The Wall Street Journal report says the client is Stewart. In the meantime, says Georgetown's Langvoort, the pressure on her is likely to increase.
The SEC, for better or worse, likes to find a situation where there's a celebrity, a big name involved, because it generates good publicity for their enforcement action. So this is not one they're going to sweep under the rug.
Shares in Martha Stewart's own company have taken a hit from all the publicity about her possible link to insider trading. They fell to a record low today. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.